This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go. Advanced Medicine Monday, but we're going to do some advanced discussion into our areas here as we hit 2018, the ground running second week of live broadcast on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's a guy we don't get to hear from all that often, although we reference him and utilize the articles for a lot of the news we report on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You might have heard of this guy. He's known as the Health Ranger. Mike Adams is back!
Hey, Robert. Good to join you.
Mike, what a great, great time. 2018, Happy New Year, my friend. And, you know, the kind of stories that you've been covering over the years, we cross over from health into social and political discussions, economic. And for those that have liked to pigeonhole us into one arena, don't stray out of it. The thing is, we have to apply our principles into every aspect of our life because we've been disintegrated by those that would want to rule us, control us, enslave us. And if we don't apply these principles everywhere, of course, we're still subject to their manipulation.
Well, that's very true. And just as a great example of that, you and I and your listening audience mostly believes in health liberty, health freedom, the right to choose your own natural medicine. And I recently called for the resignation of Attorney General Jeff Sessions for his recriminalization attempts on medical cannabis because that offends, you know, every basic human dignity and human right that we stand for. So we're not tied to a political party.
Mm-hmm.
We are, in fact, tied to high integrity philosophies rooted in human rights, and we apply those universally regardless of the party in power.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny on the Sessions thing, because obviously we've been covering a lot of the news related to Trump, as you have. You have the Trump.news as well. And the idea here is, how do we apply our principles equally? Not because we're concerned about discrimination other than what we would call rightful discrimination, because folks, if you don't believe discrimination is a necessary part of your life, you probably regularly walk into dark alleys with people armed to basically potentially kill you. You have to utilize your powers of discrimination to navigate life, and we have to assess with the principles we've learned in our life how to look at the world politically, recognize economically, and of course the health freedom issues that we discuss. So I always enjoy engaging in these discussions with you, Mike.
Well, I do too. And now, you know, we got to talk about Trump and the effort on the left now to apply the quack science of psychiatry to try to unseat President Trump, because that combines our topics of reality versus, you know, fake psychiatry, and also an attempted overthrow of the democratically elected president of our country. So that is a topic that I think is really worth our discussion.
Yeah, what's unique about Trump, among all the things that we've said, it isn't so much that he's a Republican. In fact, he's not a globalist, which means he's been made or considered an enemy of the establishment wing of both the Democrat and Republican parties. Although now we see the dominant play against Trump has been obviously from the Democrat leftist, but I'd say certainly the establishment on both sides probably wouldn't mind at all if he was removed from office.
Right. Right. They don't like him because he's an outsider.
Mm-hmm.
And as an outsider, he actually comes from the real world where he had to get things done. Right.
Yeah.
And this offends people in Washington who are used to functioning as parasites on society, confiscating wealth from the actual productive members of society, extracting a piece of that for themselves and paying themselves very high salaries. They're wealthy. The wealthiest counties in America are all around Washington, D.C. They don't want somebody to come in and rock the boat and make changes, and that's why they've attacked Trump. But now this new effort, after they tried to push the hoax of the Russia collusion, after they spied on him illegally getting the FISA warrant using the fake Trump dossier that was funded by the DNC, and after they tried to overthrow the Electoral College, remember that,
mm-hmm.
over a year ago? And they failed at every step. So now they're trying to invoke mental health. In other words, they are weaponizing psychiatry to try to unseat a sitting president. This is a new low for the left, and it is a dangerous ploy. And even Democrat attorney Alan Dershowitz said on Fox News that this is the kind of tactic that was used in the former Soviet Union or communist China, that you simply declare all your political enemies to be mentally unfit, and then you have them executed or imprisoned. And that's what has always happened under communism. That's what the left is trying today.
Or a re-education camps. We've heard about those as well. And this more sounds more like Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-un scenario than it would be anybody. Even if you are a diehard leftist in America, to promote this kind of agenda means that you lack principles, because you're recognizing, as Mike Adams just said, weaponizing a medical field which is highly suspect to begin with, even before it's been weaponized in this context. The fact is, psychiatry has been an enemy of good, positive potential for mental health.
Well, that's exactly the thing. You know, psychiatry is a real science, rooted in opinions of someone who is a psychiatrist, i.e. typically a pharmaceutical pusher. They invented, for example, ADHD, as you know, you've covered it many times over the last few years, to put children on psychiatric drugs that benefit the bottom line, the financial bottom line of the drug companies. This so-called disease was invented by psychiatrists. Remember, psychiatrists also have in their DSM, they also have oppositional defiance disorder, mm-hmm. ODD, as a mental illness, which means that if you disagree with someone in a position of supposed authority, then you have a mental illness as well. So you can literally walk into the office of a psychiatrist as a perfectly normal, healthy human being,
mm-hmm.
and they could say to you, "I think you're mentally ill." You say, "No, I'm not." And they say, "Aha, you have oppositional defiance disorder."
Yeah, you dispute the diagnosis. Also, folks, you know, I'm not shy about how I eat. I eat organic, clean food, have since the early 90s when I realized that I was being poisoned by the standard American diet. And now psychiatry would call me orthorexic. Right?
In the DSM. Right.
So
right.
This is not, we're not making this up. So why would they, that's the wrong question. Why would they? But of course, utilizing any means necessary, because there is a Trump derangement syndrome that does exist out there, particularly on the political left, and they will use any means possible for them to now say, oh yeah, psychiatry, that's going to be the saving grace here.
Well, the real insidious part of this is that psychiatry has no hard science behind it. There's no lab test. There's no blood test. There's no mass spec analysis of your tissue. You know, I own a lab. I am a scientist. I'm a food scientist. We do mass spec analysis of heavy metals. I like to be able to see things, look at the composition of things, and know absolutely, scientifically, it either contains this or it doesn't. But in psychiatry, there are no tests. It's always the opinion of a psychiatrist or a group of psychiatrists. It's just an opinion that's rendered. And now, they've got this Yale psychiatrist out there saying that Trump is dangerous. Well, this person has been anti-Trump for years. This person has been part of the Democrat Party. This person has been an anti-Trump agenda pusher. Well, all they're going to do is round up a bunch of psychiatrists who hate Trump and then have them render an opinion that says, yeah, he's mentally unfit. Well, as I pointed out in an article today on Natural News, that the left believes that everyone who disagrees with them is mentally unfit, by definition.
Mm-hmm. And now, of course, you basically criminalize thought. And political correctness, which sounds, in a sense, innocuous, because you've got two words, political and correctness, that, you know, in and of itself, those are just words. You put them together and you say, well, you're just, well, actually quite dangerous to us. And then you bring in the so-called medical doctors, which among that, the fields of MDTs are a psychiatrist. And there was a day in the past in psychiatry where there was legitimate, what I would call talk therapy, where you two people would communicate, you talk about your feelings, things like that. I don't have anything, I don't find that oppositional in any way, other than if they manipulate you into believing that, well, what you have is a chemical imbalance that we can't identify. We just know it when we see a series of behaviors. So here's some Prozac. Here's some Zoloft. Here's some Paxil. And man, oh man, we now look at this Trump guy who we don't like politically, and we're going to ascribe these behaviors to him and say he must be removed based on some constitutional grounds.
Right. This is very dangerous territory that we've entered here. And just like psychiatry is rooted in the idea that consensus makes fact, right, where a bunch of people feel this way about you, the psychiatrist, if they render an opinion, then all of a sudden that's medical fact because they're licensed by the state. Well, but what if what they're pushing is nonsense, you know, like ADHD and these other things we talked about? They can do that to Trump, and they can call for him to be removed from office, and they can actually medically kidnap him. You know, you've covered medical kidnapping mm-hmm. before across America. What if our president is medically kidnapped? And what I've said in my article is that I believe that would unleash an actual civil war in America, because at that point, all the people who voted for Trump would realize that their democracy has been stolen from them. There is a coup. There is an overthrow taking place within the country to remove a democratically elected president from power by using a bogus quack science psychiatry excuse made up by a bunch of leftists who, frankly, are seething with hatred and intolerance and their own bigotry.
I would say that we are in the midst of, I hesitate to say it this way, but I will, religious war. I've talked about secularism in context of modern medicine, how it supplanted the religion of old, whether it be Judeo-Christian values or otherwise. The political left has adopted scientism. And in fact, they worship at the altar of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. So in this case, they have that as their alibi, their religious beliefs, in violation of the First Amendment to the Constitution, which says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But they have adopted this as religion, and that is a fundamental violation that I think one day, maybe this year, 2018 will be the year we finally wake them up. If not, we're going to have to wake up and recognize what this is.
Yeah, it's really reaching a tipping point soon. And, you know, we the people of America, we don't want civil war. We don't want violence. We don't want all of this insanity from the left. But they keep pushing it. And at some point, if they really try to depose this president and they try to pull off a coup, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to ignite, obviously, a response. And at that point, we could find ourselves in an actual civil war across America that would be, you know, devastating for the economy and devastating for peace, and could even invite in United Nations troops, which some Democrats are now openly calling for.
Oh, man. Blue helmets, stay away. We've got lots more healing to go, political and otherwise. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is here with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back. Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
New Year's resolutions. How about a resolution not to have, I don't know what this is. I mean, we're not calling for violence, but my gosh, they're visiting the potential for violence on us all if they're going to try and depose, if they want to say it that way, President Trump on psychiatric grounds, despite the fact, as Mike Adams, the health ranger, has said, there is no validated chemical analysis test, blood test, urine test, hair analysis, saliva test. It doesn't exist to determine a psychiatric disorder, and yet they're relying on these so-called psychiatrists to perhaps make pronouncements to have President Trump removed from office. This is a very important discussion here as we begin 2018. Mike, thanks for bringing it up and being willing to discuss it on the air.
Happy to join you today. Yeah, it's been a while, but it's always great to be on your show, Robert.
Yes, and you know, the reason to cover this is not to be doom and gloom about 2018. I'm very, very positive about the future, ultimately, that freedom will always find a way to break out. But it also is tenuous. In other words, the grip on freedom we have in America, just because we're America, right? That's where we originate the broadcast from. It's not an automatic. We have to be diligent and vigilant in defense of liberty.
Right, and in defense of sanity. And as we have the left now calling for Donald Trump to be removed from power because of mental health issues, I think we have to look at the mental health of the left. I mean, these are people. We have a Huffington Post editor now calling for all white men to be killed. We've had left-wing college professors calling for genocide against whites. We have the Antifa terrorists basically calling for executions of conservatives and Christians. We've got these people running around wearing vagina hats, which is a little odd, to say the least. You've got colleges and universities, students saying that they need to destroy all books that contain trigger words that they don't like. So you have the snowflake derangement syndrome, I guess you might call it, mm-hmm. on college campuses. What is the mental status of the left? And you see, this is the danger of having anyone such as a psychiatrist try to say that Trump is mentally unstable. Whose standards are you using? You see, I mean, I could argue that Obama was insane in many ways or did insane things. It's really a very subjective thing. So to cancel the outcome of an election based on basically people's opinions rather than a democratic process is a very dangerous road to go down.
Yeah, and it's not new, the concept of trying to overthrow the opposition. I mean, that's as old as opposition is, right? But what is new is adopting a pseudoscience like psychiatry. Again, beyond the realm of simply talk therapy, which I'm not talking against, but the idea that we have drug deficiencies or drug imbalances, or we can correct chemical imbalances that have never been validated or identified with anybody's brain. And of course, if we bring up issues like heavy metal toxicity, which is a legitimate field of endeavor of study and remedying, you know, that's not where they're focused. They're focused on, we don't like this guy's ideology. We don't like what he's doing. We don't like that he's not a globalist. How can we get rid of him? The Russian dossier, the fake it didn't work. Where do we go next?
Well, yeah, and you see, if they succeed in this, they won't stop at Trump. They will then say, well, all veterans are mentally ill. They'll say all gun owners are mentally ill. Who would want a gun except a crazy person? That's their argument, right? Mm-hmm. They'll eventually just say all conservatives are mentally ill because conservatism is wrong, according to the left. So you see, there's no end to it, and you end up with, you know, a cultural revolution, mass executions like communist China did to its own citizens, you know, Stalinist type of approaches, as in the former Soviet Union. You end up with genocide and mass murder. That's where this leads, and that's where the left is pushing us. And that's why we're raising the alarm here today to say, wait a minute, let's stop this insanity, step back for a minute, and respect the democratic process. That's all we're calling for.
Yeah, the point is, my friends, our friends on the political left, and I know you're out there, you listen, we're asking you to step back and observe this behavior and say, you know what? This is not going to be good for you either, right? This is not going to be to your benefit. Step back and recognize how politics can be done in a, let's say, an intellectually engaged society, as one that's emotionally driven into fervent willingness to dehumanize those that you disagree with.
And if we're going to talk about psychiatry, what about the question of how many Democrats in the Senate, and Republicans in the Senate for that matter, are currently taking psychiatric drugs, by the way? You know, if you're going to go through and question the sanity of Trump, then where does it end? Because there's a lot of pharmaceuticals floating around all the offices of Congress today, and some of those drugs are Alzheimer's drugs and dementia drugs, i.e. Nancy Pelosi and others like her. So, you know, where does it end?
Yeah, the thing is we witnessed this strange, aberrant neurological, let's say, manifestations in a Hillary Clinton when she was running for the presidency.
That's right.
And again, the mere act of questioning, hey, what's she on? You know, was met with derision. But, I mean, that's a legitimate question. We've got more questions and we've got more answers. The Health Ranger is here, Mike Adams. Check it out, naturalnews.com. All that linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, kicking in the new year, definitely, with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. We don't get to hear from him as much as we used to because he's just as busy as can be, and he hasn't figured out a way to clone himself. And that's probably all right because could you deal with two of yourself? I mean, it'd be explosive.
Right. Yeah, I am busy, and we're getting a lot done, but, you know, everything takes longer than you initially think it will.
Yeah.
But we are rolling out, for example, our off-the-shelf testing of foods for pesticides. We're rolling that out here very, very soon. We have a new pesticide extraction instrument in our lab. We're the only ones in North America that have this. It's brand new. Mm-hmm. It allows us to do the pesticide extraction from 12 samples in about 5 minutes. That's just the extraction. And then we have to run them in the mass spec after that. But the extraction that used to take for 12 samples, it might have taken 3 hours. Now it's 5 minutes.
So in detecting pesticide levels, and this has been obviously a big concern for me for all those many years that I've been opened up to this reality of toxins impacting our health and our lives, I went organic in like 1990. 91, something like that. And I never looked back. It wasn't a fad for me. It was like, my gosh, I want to live, and I want to live healthily considering how I was raised the first 24 years of my life. What kind of levels are we talking about detection? Because I've argued in my lectures that at parts per billion, parts per 150 billion, these things can be devastating to substances in our body like enzymes, hormones at parts per million. So it's like, even at minute dosage, it's overwhelming.
Well, the truth is that there's a different biological profile for each pesticide. And for our first wave of pesticides, we're testing about 250 different pesticides. So there's science behind each one. Some are orders of magnitude more destructive than others. As you mentioned, those that are hormone mimickers or hormone disruptors can be toxic even at parts per trillion concentrations.
Right.
Whereas other pesticides may not be toxic until you get all the way up to parts per million. It just depends on the substance. Now, the combinations, of course, have never been tested, and that's where a lot of the concern comes in. But right now, I mean, we are seeing, you know, parts per billion concentrations across lots of things, even sometimes organic products.
Right.
And you know, it is a question of the dosage. So there's no such thing, by the way, right now as completely pesticide-free food. We're going to find some trace amount in almost everything, including organic. The real question is, what level is acceptable? And, you know, the organic designation by the USDA is meaningful, and I also recommend organic food, and I buy and eat almost all organic. However, just in the same way that non-GMO doesn't mean 100% free of GMOs, organic also doesn't mean 100% free of pesticides and herbicides.
Right. And this is the reason why strategically, if we talk about how to navigate our way through life, I don't want people to obsess to the point of a psychiatric disorder, real or imagined.
Right.
But at the same time, I think we have to, I believe we're obligated to do everything within our power to reduce the exposure is the point, because we know that there is some level of resiliency to life itself, that we find ways to maneuver through and around. But if you want that ultimate vitality, the vital force we speak of as homeopaths, to kind of flow freely without obstacle, we want to reduce that exposure and take control of the areas of our life that we genuinely have control over.
Yes, and the good news is your body is programmed to detoxify and heal itself daily. Everything that you drink, every meal that you eat, every bowel movement that you have, it's part of the detoxification process. Now, as long as your intake of toxins is very small, your body can deal with it easily. What happens to people is when they keep eating toxic food, and then they get toxic vaccine adjuvants on top of that, and they get exposure to heavy metals in their cosmetics, let's say,
mm-hmm.
and other things, indoor air quality, molds, fungi, all these things, it becomes, at some point, there's a tipping point, a crisis, and then the immune system can shut down, or the neurology can be permanently damaged, and so on. So by eating organic food, even though you know it's not 100% free of these pesticides, it may be diminished by 99%, let's say, which gives your body a chance to deal with the other 1% quite easily.
Yeah, I borrowed President Trump's hashtag MAGA, Make America Great Again. I kind of sidelined it and said, you know, I like that too, but I want Make America Garden Again. And I'm not gonna point a gun to anybody's head to force them to garden, but I'm thinking I'm gonna persuade people via the thrill I get from gardening, much less the food I get to eat from my own, you know, my own hands that I'm helping to dig in the soil. But I'm also recognizing, even though I'm not using any of these pesticides, I have no control over what's coming in through the air and raining down on us. So we know that there is no pristine environment on the planet, unfortunately, anymore. But as I've learned over the years, every percentage degree you take an active step to clean up what goes in, or support your body's ability to eliminate the burden that has already been accumulated, you're going to be paid full, maybe a thousandfold in return. It really makes a difference.
Yeah, and you're right. And it's important not to obsess over the small little levels that can't be helped. I mean, even gardening, for example, mm-hmm. if you water your garden, well, do you have a water filter on your garden hose? Because if you don't, if you're using city water, it's got 10,000 different chemicals in it at That's very right. small amounts. Well, and if you have well water, it's probably even worse because well water, there's also tens of thousands of chemicals, but they're at very, very low levels. And those chemicals, sometimes the plants transform them. Sometimes the soil microbes destroy them or reconfigure them to be harmless.
Right.
You know, even just because it's in your water doesn't mean it ends up in your plant, but some of them do. So, you know, but you can't go crazy obsessing over that. Now, would it be better if you watered with rainwater? Yes, absolutely. And by the way, for those concerned about chemtrails and so on, I've actually tested rainwater, and rainwater is by far the cleanest water that you can possibly get. It's orders of magnitude less polluted than well water. So rainwater is the way to go. It's also slightly acidic, which plants tend to love.
Fantastic news. And this also comes into the permaculture techniques that, you know, I've been learning about as well. People having rain barrels and collecting it off of their roofs when they have, you know, the rain season, and how you can irrigate, you know, entire acreage off of the rain if you collect it efficiently. So again, this is another sidelight benefit as we engage further in. My gosh, what happens? You know, the what happens if, right? We look at what happened was that we had a bad hurricane year last year. And, you know, this can be devastating and even deadly if you're not prepared for these things.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And what's great about this is as you take control of your health, you're also becoming more self-reliant. So no matter what happens out there, you know, we talked about the possibility of a civil war unfolding. Well, that would be very chaotic and very disruptive, and the food supply would be restricted or non-existent for a temporary period of time. What do you do then? So if you're taking care of your health, you're also becoming more self-reliant and more prepared for all the unknowns that could happen out there, the black swans they're sometimes called. You know, and a lot of people believe that that's going to be the most important survival strategy is self-reliance for 2018 and the years following.
Yeah, and it's really it's still just as big a challenge as I've since I first discovered this in my own life, needing to look at these things. Because if you look around, wherever y'all live out there listening right now, a lot of people live in neighborhoods. How many of your neighbors can you talk openly, honestly, and directly about the things you're hearing discussed right now on this show, or when we do the show, even when Mike's not here? The ideas that self-reliance are not a threat, but in fact, the only way you can protect yourself, your family, and your communities that you live in.
Yeah, and you know, the CDC is about to give a big presentation about how to survive a nuclear attack. And it's a presentation for doctors and healthcare workers and so on. Well, I remember just 2 years ago, if I had an article that said how to survive a nuclear attack, people would say, oh, you're a fringe prepper or a survivalist. You're paranoid. It's not going to be a nuclear attack. Well, hey, guess what? Now the CDC is teaching the same thing, but they won't even tell you the whole truth, you know, about how to detox radioisotopes in your food and water and so on. You know, the CDC, it doesn't, they can't even stop you from getting influenza. How are they going to stop you from having, you know, radiation poisoning? They, you know, that's not a good source to go to for surviving anything, frankly.
But, very good but point.
Yeah, but it shows you that these are becoming mainstream conversations now.
Right. It also shows you folks that you've been listening to this and reading natural news for a while. You're probably years ahead of where they're just now catching on. And even if they can acknowledge danger or impending potential disasters, they have no earthly idea. Or if they do, they are not going to communicate the things you're going to hear about here on this show and through natural news with Mike, the health ranger, because, you know, we're invested in your self-reliance. Quite honestly, I want an independent, strong neighbor, right? And that way we can choose to help each other and help those around us in need.
That's right. That's right. And so many of the people who live in cities, which I've always urged people to really consider getting out of the cities, because so much of the philosophy of many people, not all people, but many people who tend to live in cities is, hey, if I have a problem, I call 911. If I run out of money, you know, I collect unemployment or rent subsidies and so on. There's not really a sense of self-reliance in a lot of cities, but the minute people move out to the country, you have to become more self-reliant because, well, you're on your own in many ways. And so, living outside the cities is a really crucial step. It's something people should consider.
Yeah, I think about that. And of course, my kids have driven me to do things since they've been born. I think about them. It's oftentimes, if you're a dad like I am, you just can't help but go, well, what's the world we're going to leave them? How am I raising them? Can I teach them the things? And I know I can't teach them everything. I don't know all of these things, but I try to expose them to that. And even some of the moves we've made physically on this planet away from certain areas were because of those very concerns, Mike, that you raise. And I'm constantly thinking about that. And I'm glad you brought it up. And I want everybody listening to us to think about that in this year coming up, because I'm not predicting timing on anything like this, but inevitably these things happen. It's part of history. It's part of life on planet Earth.
Yeah, good point. We can't predict timing. We always mention that up front, but we know that events are converging. There's a lot of potential chaos politically, culturally, economically ahead, even environmentally due to mass pollution and poisoning of water and food and so on. So be prepared. You will thank yourself profusely. Maybe not immediately, but more difficult times are coming, so get ready.
Yeah, and try to maintain some semblance of a sunny disposition. I don't know. I always got to find absurdity in things, Mike, because if not, I'd be crying. The stories we have to cover, right? And then, of course, finding a way to laugh at these things. And Mike, man, it's so great to have you on board here today, much less knowing that you're continuing to do the good works out there through Natural News and the many other sites. We'll have you back on as soon as you're able, because I know there's some major announcements coming up with different websites as well as the lab advancements and other things we need to know about.
Yeah, it's great to join you, Robert. I'll be happy to join you again when we've got those other announcements ready to go. It should be soon.
Excellent, excellent. And Mike, of course, invested in empowering you, just as we are here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And go and check it out. Links are in the show notes. Thanks to Super Don. We've got Advanced Medicine a little later in the show. Of course, Dr. Rasha Bittar is going to get in there and bring that power to heal back where it belongs, like we like to do. So thanks again, Mike, for being on board.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, back at it to wrap up this hour with Super Don after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's RSB Reports.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what?
What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it. We got Dr. Bittar coming up next hour. Advanced medicine. It was great to have the health ranger back on. And as busy as he is, I just got a message. Hey, I got some time. I'm like, yes. I just say it at this point. I'm like, I'm not going to call you. You just let me know when you're available. And that works. It works. It's very cool. So, Super Don, we got great segments there. Mm-hmm. Learning a lot all the time here. Again, political healing is part of the discussion here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, economic as well as physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and anything in between. And mm-hmm. You know it's about not divide and conquer. It's about bringing everything together. By the way, I mentioned briefly before I went on the air to our YouTube crowd, those of you listening on GCN or home and broadcast radio syndication, welcome as well, about the Oprah segment on the Golden Globes, where it was an inspirational thing, and in the end is speak your truth, speak your truth. I just had to call her out on it, not that she would listen to me, but what if my truth is different than yours, Oprah, right? What if I don't believe in redistribution of wealth and the government involvement in every aspect
of
our life?
Well, was the statement speak the truth or speak your truth? Your truth is your truth, right?
I agree. It's yours. But I'm thinking that the intolerant left is not going to like my truth. Because
I watched the Golden Globes last night, by the way.
You did? Okay, so you saw the Oprah thing. I mean, listen.
I did. When I took a bathroom break, but I didn't catch like part of it. Yeah. I was like, oh, yay, Oprah. You know, it's like, okay, yes, obviously, people are speculating that she's eyeing a run for, the White House in 2020.
All I want to know is,
I just wonder, though, is she going to get up there and give her speech and say, if you vote for me, everybody can get a brand new car?
Right. Yeah. Beats the Obama cell phone, right?
That's right.
Let's see. We got updates in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. All the links are there, including I added a CBD lecture. As I've been telling you, I've been reluctant to look forward at this new year because it's going to get busy. And I'm like trying to ease into the year, not wanting to see all the events coming up.
Have you gotten soft, Robert Scott Bell?
I'm just knowing how busy it can get, and I'm just enjoying it not being as busy at the moment. Okay. That's all. CBD lecture at the Health Basket. Central Florida area, you can find it there. It's going to happen February the 3rd. That's a Saturday afternoon, the day I'm off, but I'm willing to do a CBD lecture to help folks in need. And then later in the year, May 11th through 13th in Toronto, Canada, looking forward to seeing all of you crazy Canucks at Total Health Canada. So everybody check it out, robertscottbell.com. Also, updates on the contest we'll tell you about in a little while again if you haven't watched it on YouTube. But in the meantime, side effects of drugs. They're direct effects that they want to repackage because they don't like you to know about them. Now, the drug in question here is, in fact, the drug I've pointed out over the years was discovered because the way it's labeled today is because it used to be a side effect of a different label. And they looked down.
It was a blood pressure drug.
Blood pressure drug, yes. And they looked down and said, whoa, what's that popping up there between the legs? Ah, I think that side effect, we can market that side effect. Let's do it. And that became Viagra. Now, they haven't labeled Viagra for this, though. New headline, dude takes too much Viagra, goes on a... Do you want to say this, Super Don? I don't think I should say this. I'm the host. I got to be above all of this.
Oh, what a wuss you are. Okay, yes. Dude takes too much Viagra, goes on naked poo-throwing airport rampage.
Talk about how far we've moved from being a monkey. The guy's taking Viagra, and he's throwing poo around the airport in Thailand. Now, I don't know. You see a distance picture of it, and his so-called privates are being smudged out so you can't see them.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's wrong with this guy. He's young enough. Why does he need Viagra?
Well, you know, there's some rumors about why people go to Thailand, you know. In any case, I mean, look, this guy's 27, New Yorker Steve Cho.
Okay.
And he's saying, I've never heard of this as a side effect of Viagra. Mm-hmm. But apparently he overdosed, and it caused him to lose his mind. He apparently blacked out, tore all of his clothes off, ran around the airport, smashing through displays and stuff. And at some point, apparently, started throwing his own feces at people in the airport. They eventually had to tackle the guy and arrest him. Wow.
Yeah, so they're going to have to put more on that warning label. If your erection lasts more than 4 hours and you start throwing poo in the airport, please consult your doctor. Don't take that stuff. It's dangerous. That is the ultimate recreational drug. You know that. It's like how many people actually have ED, and if they did, it's not evidence of a deficiency of Viagra. I'm just saying. All right, folks, we got to do some advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Batar. Thanks to the Health Ranger for joining us. Wonderful, wonderful time together. And the power to heal is still yours. Back with Dr. Batar after this. Go to robertscottbell.com. Check it out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.